My loves, how are you doing? I want to apologize in advance for the sounds of the cars that you hear outside. It's not in my control. People are like recklessly driving today. I don't know what's up, maybe because it's the weekend and everyone's excited and the weather is like beautiful. I get it, but relax. Okay, the world needs to know that I'm recording, so like everyone needs to just pause what they're doing. But anyways, yeah, so try to ignore it. If you hear it, I apologize. I'll try to edit some of it out, but can't promise that I'll be able to edit it all out, because if you've listened to my most recent blooper, you would know I've been struggling with outside sounds a lot, especially because like my working studio is in the garage, so it's like louder out. Like, you can hear everything more clearly. So yeah, we're just gonna have to try to ignore it. Also, I don't know what's up. I think I'm getting a wisdom tooth because the side of my mouth is like inflamed for some reason, like at the back of my teeth. It's weird because I only have one wisdom tooth now and I have not took it out yet because it's not hurting me or anything. But now that I'm getting possibly a new one, I don't know if that's what's happening. I have no clue. It could just be inflamed for no reason. But if I'm getting a wisdom tooth, I'm scared because, oh my gosh, I don't want to take them out. Like, I don't want to. Like, I know it's not that bad. My sister did it sometime this year, in the beginning of the year, I want to say. She got like 3 of her wisdom teeth out all at the same time, which was crazy. And she was in pain for like 3 days, and then she was fine afterwards. So I know it's not that bad, but it's still scary to think about. I hate dentists, I hate like pain, and I hate teeth, you know? So I have really good teeth, so the last thing I want is for my wisdom teeth to like push them, because I heard that could happen. So I don't know, we'll see about that. But anyways, we're gonna try to ignore the pain in my mouth, and I'm just gonna power through it and get through this ramble. Anyways, I have a lot to update you guys on. I feel like a lot happened in 1 month. I can't believe that we're halfway through June already. Like, how I didn't feel June at all. It's crazy. But finally, the weather is warming up here. And when I say warming up, I mean warming up. It is so hot today, like literally 96 degrees, but feels like 105. And I'm like, I can't breathe. I have AC, but I still can't breathe. It is so hot out and I'm not used to it because like the state I live in, we don't get heat like this usually. Usually this is in Florida and California, so I don't know. Or Texas or Arizona or something. It's weird when we get it. But it is summer, so I can see why. I was at the beach today trying to get a little bit of a tan, and I'm not gonna lie, I got really tan. But that's not from today. It's from the trip I took to Florida in the beginning of June. Was it in the beginning? Yeah. It was at the end of May and the beginning of June. I went to Florida. I think I told you guys in my last ramble that I was going to go to Florida. So that was so much fun. I did a lot when I was there. Like, I don't even know what to talk about because it was like kind of crazy. The craziest thing happened to me there. So I was staying at this very nice hotel. They had the most beautiful pool ever. It was very, very, I don't want to say fancy, but definitely on the bougier side. I managed to get it for free because I'm VIP with Expedia. I know, flexing a little bit. So because of that, I managed to kind of like get a cheaper price because it is pretty expensive. And when I was there, we were eating at one of the restaurants in the hotel. We were getting lunch, and I saw the most random celebrity ever. Like, I never in my life would have thought I would meet, or not meet, because I didn't meet him, I didn't talk to him, but I saw him, and never in my life did I think it would be this person. Mind you, I've never met a celebrity before. This is the first time I've ever gotten close to like a celebrity like that. He was literally sitting right next to me, eating with a bunch of people, and that celebrity is the most random, Bill Nye, the science guy. I'm not even joking. Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'm like, what the fuck? First of all, I did not watch that show growing up. I know a lot of you did, probably. And I know that because my friends did. It was a show, you know, a lot of people watched in school, outside of school, you know, the shebang. But personally, I didn't watch it, so I didn't really know what Bill Nye looked like. Okay? The whole time this man's sitting next to me, I can tell he's some kind of important man because everybody was taking extra care of him. He was in like this big group of professional looking people, so I mean, I should have known, but I didn't know until this lady passes in front of me, my sister, and she goes, "Did you guys know Bill Nye's sitting right next to you?" And we were like, "What?" So I look up Bill Nye on my phone, and I'm sure enough, it's him. Like, the fact that I have to look it up is pretty embarrassing, but I mean, in my defense, like, I never watched it, so how would I know what Bill Nye really looks like? I know about him, you know? Like, I know who Bill Nye is. I know he's Bill Nye the Science Guy, everyone knows. But didn't really know what he looked like, and he looks a lot older in person. I mean, of course, he's a little bit older, but, so he didn't really look like his pictures. I mean, he did, but just older, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to take a picture of him and be creepy, but I did see him, which was pretty crazy. He was like the last person I would have ever expected to see. And I guess I can call this my first celebrity interaction because he did look at us, so he knows we exist. That's enough for me, you know. I didn't want to go up to him and be like, "Hey, can I take a picture with you?" Because he was just eating his lunch, and I'm not the type of person to do that. Like, I don't care how famous someone is, I'm not going to go up to someone and be like, "Hey," and interrupt them when they're just trying to go about their day. Like, he's just a normal person, you know? All these celebrities are normal people. I wouldn't treat them like they're, wow, like, ooh. You know? It's not that serious. But did smile at him, of course. Everyone knows who he is. Everybody was staring at him in there. So it was very interesting and definitely one I'll always talk about, a story I'll always talk about. So, yeah, that was interesting. There was also these two people in the hotel I was staying at. I'm pretty sure they were basketball players. I don't know for sure, but they look like they are. They are so tall and like incredibly handsome, like two guys, and they just look like basketball players, and they were surrounded with, like, I'm assuming their managers and stuff. It was weird, you know, when you just look at someone and you're like, okay, this person's famous, you know? And they were always like hidden, like they were in the cabanas or they were like under, I don't know, it was weird. Maybe they're just rich and I'm like thinking too much about it. But my sister and I were like, yeah, they have to be some kind of famous because, I don't know, it was weird. They look it, you know, they look it. And everybody was like talking to them and the employees were being extra nice to them. So I don't know. I don't know, I could be wrong. But looks like the hotel I stayed at is a pretty good one because it was interesting. It was a very nice hotel, but it wasn't like the best I've ever stayed at, you know what I mean? And honestly, you guys, I'm not a fan of like fancy, schmancy hotels. Like, I feel like it can be a bit too much sometimes because I stayed at this hotel once that was like so high end. Like, I wasn't expecting it because it wasn't expensive. Maybe I just got like a cheaper room, but like when I went in there, it was so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I think that was the best hotel I've ever stayed at, genuinely. I had the prettiest room ever, had the view of the beach, and it was like the coolest room I've ever been in. And everything was like extra expensive in there. People were dressed so nicely. They made me feel so underdressed, even though like I have pretty good style, but I felt underdressed because everyone around me looks like fucking Jennifer Lopez and Chris Hemsworth. I don't know. But like, I just didn't like the vibe. I felt like I wasn't comfortable in a way. there were also a lot of married couples, a lot of families, and it was just me and my friend there, and we just felt so like we don't belong. So I don't like expensive hotels like that at all. I hear someone talking outside. I don't know who that is. Please stop talking. But yeah, I prefer like cozier hotels, if that makes sense. I don't know. I think the best part of going on vacations for me is the hotel. Like, I love checking it out and seeing how it looks like. I need to see who's talking out there. Okay, so yeah, looks like one of my neighbors is talking a little too loudly, but I think he stopped. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, I think the best part of going on vacation is like the hotel, because I always make sure I choose like a nice hotel online. I don't know why I'm always booking with Expedia. I should probably change that, but I end up getting a lot of good deals, so I'm not really complaining, you know? I wasn't expecting myself to be VIP, because I really don't feel like I travel that much. I mean, I go to Florida a lot, but that's because the state I live in is like cold 80% of the time, so I feel like I want somewhere hot every now and then. But oh my gosh, this last time that I went, I burnt, you guys, like I burnt. It was so bad. I went to a Disney park and it was so horrible. I couldn't stand under the sun because I got heat, I got heat exhaustion, and I almost fainted because of how strong the sun was. And even though I was drinking so much water, I felt like I needed more and more and more. And what sucks about Disney is like, anytime you want to go inside, there's no seat because people take up all the seats in the tables. Like, you can't sit anywhere. Most of the restaurants, you need a reservation to go in, and you can't make a reservation last minute because they're probably booked out. So you're pretty much forced to be under the sun all the time, and then standing in lines and doing a million things. It is so overwhelming. I felt like I was genuinely gonna faint. It was horrible. So I just left and I went back to the hotel, waited for the sun to set, and I went back to the park again. It was so bad. And I don't know why it was so hot. I mean, I guess it's normal. It is always very hot during this time over there, but it was hotter than ever. Like, holy shit. I don't know how people live in Florida. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing they stay inside all the time just because of, like, the AC and stuff. But, like, could you imagine? You just can't breathe out there. You need AC all the time. It's insane. And then also, anytime you go inside, like, anywhere, like, in a restaurant or a hotel, it is so cold because they're blasting the fucking AC. So outside, you're sweating, you're dying. Inside, you're cold, you need a sweater. You know, like, I had the worst. Yeah, it was bad, to say the least. But the other times when I was in the water, I was a happy girl. Nothing is better than, like, laying in the pool when the sun is beaming down on your face. And I managed to get a super nice tan out of it. I'm, like, bronze now. I love it. Because I do have fairly fair skin, so it's always nice when I get a tan. Because I know I'll get tan here in Michigan, but I definitely won't, you know, I won't get too tan. I won't get the tan that I want unless I go somewhere very hot like Florida. So that was nice. I was very happy to come back with a beautiful tan, beautiful tan lines, and yeah. I feel bad to whoever lives there right now. I hope you're okay. I know there's been a lot of rain and flooding as well, so hopefully you guys, if any of you live there, hopefully you're staying safe and sound, because I know it can be quite scary. The weather is insane right now everywhere. Anyways, let's move on from all of that. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, what did I do this weekend? I had like the most hectic weekend ever. It's insane. On Saturday, I actually went to this gorgeous lantern festival. And if you guys know me, you know that I love Tangled, the movie Tangled. It is literally my favorite movie ever. I think till the day I die, that movie will always be my number one. I love Rapunzel. I love lanterns. So the fact that I got to go to a lantern show and experience that and actually light up a lantern and let it go, I was the happiest girl ever. It was gorgeous and definitely a moment I'll never forget. I took lots of beautiful pictures, so if you guys want to see, I'll be more than happy to post something for you so you can see the beautiful pictures that I took. I was like taken aback. The view was breathtaking. Everybody let their lanterns go at the same time, and the sky was filled with so many lights. It was just, oh, so gorgeous. But there were like so many couples around me. I felt so single. I was like, oh. My friend and I went together and we had a blast, but her and I, like, we both told each other, oh my god, there's so many couples. And I can see why. It's definitely like a romantic setting, I guess, but it was kind of like a slap to the face because my friend and I felt so single and like, oh yeah. Like, I'm happy for all of you, but I'm also a little bit jealous. You know, everyone around us is like kissing, cuddling, proposing, and I'm over there eating chips. Whatever, I'm fine with it. I'm at peace this way. I'm happy this way. No one is giving me a headache, you know? All I'm focusing on is the lanterns, and that's it. But I'm sure my time will come. Your time will come. All of our times will come, so I'm not in a rush. I'm not stressing it. I ended up having a blast, and I took the most beautiful pictures ever, so I'll love to show you guys if you want to see. And yeah, I think the worst part about it was how far it was from my house. I had to drive like 3 hours there and back. Probably would have been easier if I just like slept there, like in a hotel, but I don't like the area, so I didn't really want to stay there, you know. Getting out of it was a nightmare. I was stuck in the parking lot for like an hour. There was nobody directing people on where to go, no help whatsoever, so the cars were like clashing into each other. It was insane. But after like a very stressful hour, I managed to get out. So it was quite an experience, that's for sure, one I'll never forget. Both pretty and stressful at the same time. Even lighting up the lantern is a lot harder than it looks. I don't know why I thought it was gonna be so easy. It is not. It is so freaking hard. Everyone around me was struggling too. Even when you light it up and you're ready to let it go, there's a chance it's gonna like fall and hit somebody. I was looking left and right. People were getting hit by lanterns and fire, which is very dangerous. They literally make you sign a waiver before entering just for that, because you can get burned from the lantern. So you have to like watch out, be careful. When I let mine go, I was being extra careful and patient and somehow managed to let it go carefully and successfully. And I drew like the prettiest stuff on it, wrote some cute messages and stuff for myself, and let it go. It was a beautiful moment, one I'll never forget. And yeah, if you have anything like that where you live, because I know they're going around the USA, so if you live in the USA, I think you might be able to go to it. If not this year, I suggest you go next year. I promise you will thank me. It's the most beautiful thing ever, and you'll never ever forget it. So just putting it out there in case any of you are interested. But yeah, so that was something I did this weekend. Also, yesterday was my friend's engagement party, which was interesting as well. I love her, but I wasn't expecting there to be so many people. I thought it was going to be like a party between friends, you know? I should have asked. I didn't. So I went there, and there was like so many people, like her family and stuff, and I didn't know anybody. It was the most awkward thing ever. I had to sit there through it, and all I wanted to do was like literally crawl in a corner and never come out. I just went there for her. And also, one thing is, I thought the engagement was at 7 o'clock. Turns out it's at 6, and here I was thinking, oh, I'm a little early, you know, let me go. No, I'm not. I was late, and that was the most embarrassing part ever. I think that's why everybody was staring at me some more. I should have looked at the invitation again, but But I didn't. I don't know why. I don't know. It was the most embarrassing thing. But eventually, you know, everything was fine because she got engaged. It was beautiful. I ate a lot of cake. And yeah, aside from all the awkwardness and stuff, it was pretty cool. I got a lot of compliments on my outfit. I was wearing like the cutest, I don't want to say cowgirl outfit, but it was kind of like a cowgirl outfit. I was wearing this beautiful white dress. It was like kind of long but short at the same time. So it's like short in the front, long from the back. And I was wearing the cutest cowgirl boots. They're like brown and leather. They were so cute. And I had like plenty of jewelry on, like a brown belt around my waist. It was such a cute outfit. I got lots of compliments on it. I felt famous. I was like, oh, stop it. Thank you, darling. But yeah, it was an interesting night. So was this entire weekend. You guys, I'm exhausted. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so ready to just like lay in bed, play some games, and forget about it. But I hope you've all had an amazing month so far. I don't really know when I'm posting this ramble. I was gonna say weekend. Like, I was gonna say, I hope you have a good weekend, but then I realized I'm probably not gonna post this after the weekend. So, either way, hope you're having a good week. And, oh my gosh, I was almost gonna end the ramble. How dare I? I forgot to mention Inside Out 2. Guys. Okay. I promise I'm not gonna spoil anything in case any of you are gonna watch it. But it was beautiful. It was so beautiful, and it made me feel a little bit emotional as well. Because you, I don't know, it's like kind of relatable if you really think about it. Like how we can all have those emotions as well. We can have joy, sadness, anger, fear, disgust. And now they added anxiety, ennui, and envy and embarrassment. And it's just crazy to think that, like, when you grow up, there's just a mix of emotions, you know? Watching that movie was so beautiful. And it really just made me feel kind of, I want to say proud of, like, Disney. Because I feel like before Inside Out 2, they were going downhill a little bit, you know, with their movies and stuff. A lot of people weren't watching the new Disney movies, but maybe because this one's Pixar and it is Inside Out, I knew it was going to do good, but it's absolutely beautiful. I was in awe the whole time, and I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. I'm in love. I already want to go rewatch it, like, again, so. Just letting you guys know, if you were on the fence about it, go watch it. I promise it's amazing. You will not regret it. And if you haven't watched the first Inside Out, what are you doing with your life? Watch it. I love how they released the first Inside Out when we were younger. Like, I was 15 when that came out. And now I'm in my 20s and the new one came out. So it's like, I love that they did that, you know? Because it's kind of like you grew up with Riley. And I just think it's so smart how they added these new emotions in there as well. But yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything, I promise. Go watch it on your own. I think you're going to love it. But I don't really... I haven't been watching anything else, to be honest. I feel like there isn't a lot of new movies. I know there's the new Bad Boys. I haven't watched that. I did watch Fall Guy, which is Ryan Gosling's new movie. It was so good. Also another movie I recommend if you haven't watched it. And even if you don't watch it in the theater, like, make sure you watch it when it comes out on streaming platforms. But yeah, it's also a very good movie. Oh, I also watched Jennifer Lopez's new movie on Netflix. What's it called? Atlas? Yeah, Atlas. It's about like aliens and AI and stuff. It was interesting. I got the message behind it. Didn't really like it though. It was a very weird movie. I wouldn't recommend it. I'd say skip on that. Like, you don't need to watch it. I feel like her acting is not it, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about J-Lo. Like, I've seen so many interviews for her where she was, like, rude. towards people and the interviewers, and I'm like, why is she so rude? I don't like that. I don't like snobby people, you know. So yeah, I don't know how I feel about her, but the movie wasn't good. Definitely don't watch that. And if you have watched it, let me know what you think of it, you know. Love hearing you guys' opinion on these things. Oh, I can't talk anymore. So much talking, like my tongue is starting to literally roll. But yeah, I feel like this was definitely a ramble. I rambled a lot to the point where my tongue is like, I can't speak. But I think I touched up on everything I wanted to talk about. Am I missing anything? I don't know. I always end up uploading a ramble, remembering something I should have talked about. Oh yeah, if you've made it this far into the audio, please post a... Oh, I don't know. Green heart emoji? That's so random, but yeah. Just comment a red heart. Not red. God. Comment a green heart emoji, and I'll know you made it this far into the ramble. You're a real one if you have. Seriously. If you stay and you listen to me talk for almost 30 minutes, you're like the best person on earth. I love you. You guys are the best, truly. Love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you. You know, our Patreon family is slowly growing and growing, and I love, love, love seeing that. Because there's nothing I love more than interacting with my listeners. And yeah, I will see you guys in my next ramble and in my next audio. Stay tuned. I have plenty of fun audios coming soon. Bye.